This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. A new state Senate bill would direct millions of dollars toward helping people rebuild more resilient and energy-efficient homes after disasters. CPR's Benta Berkland has more.
The measure sets aside $35 million for grants to local communities and individuals. Democratic Senate President Steve Fenberg says the goal is to fill in gaps when insurance doesn't pay to rebuild with tougher standards for things like wildfires and energy efficiency.
We want to make sure that that is not a barrier to people rebuilding and staying and being part of their community, but also acknowledging that there is clearly a nexus with how we build communities and our resilience to natural disasters.
Many fire victims said stricter green building standards were making it more expensive and more difficult to rebuild. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
Governor Polis says he does not support proposed statewide ban on flavored tobacco and vaping. Here's CPR's John Daly.
Backers say flavors lure young people and people in communities of color to take up the addictive habit of vaping or smoking. Opponents say it'll hurt small business and interfere with personal choice. Polis tells Colorado Matters' Ryan Warner it's a local issue.
I'm against statewide prohibition of alcohol or marijuana or tobacco. But if a community doesn't want to have a dispensary or doesn't want to have vape, that is completely their prerogative.
Mayor Michael Hancock vetoed a ban on flavored tobacco in Denver, saying it should be handled at the state level. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
Kiowa County will settle a police shooting death for $9.5 million. It happened in 2020. Zach Gifford was a passenger in a car that was pulled over. When he ran from police officers, they shot him. The county's insurance will cover the settlement. This is CPR News and KRCC.